The same chill as always permeated the annex. Enzo's depression deepened as he pushed open the door and stood under the naked electric light bulb that hung in the stairwell. He dropped his overnight bag on the floor, not sure how much longer he would be here, but reluctant to take it upstairs, as if to do so was committing him to another cold, lonely night in the attic bedroom. With the tips of fingers spread wide, he pushed the door to Killian's study, and it swung slowly inwards. The shutters were still open, and the gloomy light that filtered through the trees in the garden fell through the window and cast dark shadows in every corner, until he flicked the light switch and flooded the room with cold, harsh light. Somewhere in here was the final piece of the Killian jigsaw, and he was determined to find it. He walked to the window and stared out into the garden, the trees black with rain, the lawn sodden and patchy. He caught a movement out of the corner of his eye and turned to see the cat that had been haunting him since his arrival. It was sauntering across the grass, tail high, the end of it curled round at the highest point and quivering. Almost as if sensing his eyes on it, the cat stopped and stared at the window. Enzo could see its black coat glistening in the wet. What a miserable life, he thought, always shut out in the cold and rain. And he wondered whose it was, and why it had chosen the Killian garden as its home turf. On an impulse he went back into the hall and opened the outside door. The cat was no more than 8 or 10 feet away. He left the door wide and stood back, an invitation made by body language alone. The animal stood stock still, staring at him, but made no move. Enzo waited for several minutes before the cat finally sat down and continued to stare, clearly unprepared to accept his offer of truce.
"Okay. Stay out in the rain, then," he said, and immediately felt foolish for talking to it.
He left the door open and went back into the study. For a moment he stood gazing at the bookcase, then rounded the desk to look at the post-its he had left lying on it, the message pad, the open diary, the poem propped against the lamp. What was missing? He answered his own question immediately. The letters sent to Killian by Gerard Cohen. His killer must have found and taken them. But Killian would have wanted Peter to see them, surely, for without them his clues would have been almost impossible to decipher. Enzo had got there without the letters, but there was something else missing. The sample of Fleischer's DNA that Enzo was certain Killian had somehow obtained. He lifted up the post-it from the fridge. A fit of the blood will foil the beast. What else could he have meant? A fit of the blood, a matching of the DNA, but where was it? He slumped into Killian's captain's seat and let his eyes wander over the desk in front of him. They came to rest on Ronald Ross's framed poem. What in God's name did the poem have to do with anything? And even as he posed the question in his head, the answer came thundering back to him loud and clear. Mosquitoes. He pulled open the top right-hand drawer and saw there what Jane had called a pooter, a homemade contraption of plastic tubing inserted into each end of a clear plastic film container, made for capturing and transferring insects. There, too, were the insect repellent and the bottle of lactic acid, which he knew, in combination with carbon dioxide, was a recognized mosquito attractant. Damn! Like the tumblers of the combination lock on a safe, everything was suddenly dropping into place.